Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
You're listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story. Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, interviewed Manish Maheshwari, managing director of Twitter India. The interview started off by Manish Maheshwari talking about how Twitter played an important role during the lockdown when people went to Twitter for information, connecting with friends and family, and entertainment.
Manish, good talking to you, and I'm sure everyone watching would know of you and would know the product that you're leading here in India, Twitter. We are all consumers of Twitter, and more so this year in the pandemic, I've been talking to a lot of people from different walks, from the government to corporates to entrepreneurs, and all of them have said that how effectively they have used Twitter to communicate, especially when we were in the lockdown and as the world has moved more so digitally. I want to understand about Twitter's evolution as you saw during this year in terms of product and the services.
First of all, Shraddha, thank you for having me. And as you rightly mentioned, this year has been an unusual year for everyone. And you know, if you think from a Twitter perspective, our purpose is to serve the public conversation. And globally as well as in India, when there is a crisis and when there is a problem of this kind, people turn to Twitter to get information, to ask the right questions, to connect with the right people. And what we have witnessed this year is that our service has never been more critical, and our the way we serve the people really stood out. In fact, there were three areas where how people used us, right? One is about informing. So, I mean, asking the right questions, connecting the right people, and sort of learning more about how the pandemic was evolving. The second area where people really leveraged our service was about connecting with people. People wanted to connect with their friends and family, particularly at a time when they were physically distanced. And that's also where Twitter came to life. And finally, if you look at it, entertaining as well, because you know, when things are so grim otherwise, people want a bit of a levity and joy. And that's also where our service came to the use. And, you know, if you look at it, the usage spiked. In fact, you know, if you look at all the numbers in India as well, if you look at broadly in India, I was looking at the numbers just in April. If I look at the BARC Nielsen number for April, just a month after the lockdown, the internet usage in the country grew by about 54%. And also the use the country grew to about 600 million. But if you look at the numbers from our side as well, I mean, we had tremendous spike in the video active minutes and also in the quantum and volume of tweets. So clearly, this was a time where, you know, we feel very fortunate and humbled by the fact that we got a chance to serve the people of this country in a way which was helpful to them, which enabled them to stay connected and also stay entertained.
Apart from COVID-19, the conversations on Twitter were about passion, hobbies, family, and travel.
Manish, that brings me to the question, what were some of the conversations that you saw emerging in 2020? Now we are coming to the end of the year. What were some of the highlights?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, right? I mean, so clearly this was a different year for every other year, right? And so one of the major theme of conversation was about informing. So if you look in that bucket, people wanted authoritative information, credible sources about health, about the lockdown, about law and order. And that's where our public policy team did an awesome job tying up with Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to make sure that we have the credible information about the evolution of the pandemic on Twitter. The other area was also about ensuring that when people sign up to the service and they search for information, we have a dedicated search prompt which connects them to the right sources. And also we had a very dedicated events page for COVID, which was right in the explore tab. So when you log into this, that's one of the first things you would see and you'll get there. So that is one area where we drove the conversation around informing people and making sure that they felt they were in control of the situation. When everything was going all the way around, you want information, the right information to stay in control, to make sure that you know what's happening. The other one was about connecting, and I'll give you two examples on connect, right? So this service is a great service in the sense that if you want to drive a movement, you want to start something and you have an idea, it can really take shape on this service. A classic example is celebrity chef Vikas Khanna. He expressed the desire to help, and then he started the single tweet and it became a movement, and he ended up serving meals to 6 million people. The other one I'll mention to you, and many people may not have heard about it, which is about the Harvesting Forward Network. There's a handle like that on Twitter.
Mm. So,
this tried to solve the problem of distressed farmers, right? So clearly during the lockdown, farmers with perishable inventory, they were struggling to get it out in the market and sell it. And someone started this this conversation around how we can help them. And sort of this handle came into picture, and that's how it was connecting farmers with the buyers and help them clear their inventory. And I think in the area of entertaining and letting people, you know, make sure that they have a bit of a levity and joy, I can give you a couple of examples. We commissioned a study called Conversational Replay. And this was a time when this was like, you know, things were not going well. And I think a lot of, people were sort of locked in their lockdown, confined to their homes. So we looked at 1 million tweets a year back, and we started looking at, okay, what were the themes that were major themes on the service? So it came out that people find joy in everyday conversation, and not just in big cities. If you look at smaller cities, for example, Ludhiana topped the conversation in romance. I mean, you would be very surprised. Raipur led the conversation on animals, Bhubaneswar about family and doing good deeds. And finally, Mumbai was high on nostalgia. Mm. So on nostalgia, coming to the point of nostalgia, it was also a time when people were looking back and reflecting on the good old days, right? I mean, so one of the hashtags which trended on Twitter was back to the 90s. And it trended along with Doordarshan showing Ramayana and Mahabharata and quite a few of the other popular series, which were quite hot and quite popular in the 90s. Also the movie DDLJ, we did an activation along with Kajol and Shah Rukh Khan at that point in time. People were reminiscing the good old days. And that nostalgia was a major theme. And if I look back and reflect on it, right, like though COVID was a major event of this year, but 90% of the conversation on the service were actually non-COVID. It was about everyday things, about your passion, about your hobby, about your family. If you like baking, it was about baking. It was also about travel. People were thinking about traveling. It was about connecting with family members. It was about remembering friendship. So we saw different passions come out on the service during this time. And I think I personally feel very humbled to be leading this because it gave me a ringside view of what's really going in the nation, what's really happening in the country. And you have to commend the spirit of the people, right? I mean, despite all those things, all the curveballs, people held up quite well. I mean, they maintained their calm and dignity, and I think the feeling of helping out was also very strong. There were a lot of handles and a lot of hashtags around how we could help, and people were coming forward, thinking about philanthropy, thinking about helping. Even if it was just one person, they were still open to helping.
Ever wondered what the difference is between tweets and fleet? Well, the day it was launched, Sachin Tendulkar and major brands used the feature.
Were these initiatives done by Twitter, or was it done by people on Twitter and that got amplified? And also, were there something that you particularly as Twitter as a platform did this year?
It's the people who are on this service who express themselves, and then other people latch onto it and make it grow. And our role there is to ensure that, we promote diversity of conversation. We have the right product and the right policies and the right process to ensure that things take the right shape, right? So if I think from a product perspective, right, there are quite a few things that we did this year which helped a lot, right? One was around launching fleets. You must have read about it. So the difference between a tweet and a fleet is a tweet is permanent, and on the other hand, fleet is temporary, as the name suggests. It's only for 24 hours. The other difference is that when you tweet something, it's publicly available to everyone, and you get a feedback or reaction which is publicly available. So in a way, you feel that you are publicly scrutinized, right? And that may stop some people from tweeting because they may not want to engage everyone and they may not want something to be permanent. So many times what we were noticing, that lighthearted conversation or some of the fleeting thoughts, people were not expressing. And that was the insight that led us to launch Fleets. And Fleet has been is quite a game changer. Massive adoption. In fact, the day we launched it, Sachin Tendulkar came in and fleeted. If you look at it, people is fleeted on the same day. And not just that, even brands, if you look at Hyundai, I mean, they talked about the car, their car, and they invited their fans to post a picture of the car. Indigo Airlines, they had just started the flight after the lockdown was relaxed, and they informed people about the upcoming flight and the schedule through Fleets. So Fleets was one. The other thing we did was audio tweet, right? So this is another way of expressing yourself, right? So one is you express through words and through visuals. And audio tweet, the interesting thing is it is 140 seconds. So it has the recency and the urgency and the shortness. At the same time, it transcends the language barrier, right? I mean, you can tweet, you can do an audio tweet in any language. And we saw that people were engaging in a very interesting ways where they were talking about their passion. Sometimes some of the musicians were also audio tweeting and giving a teaser out in terms of their upcoming album. And finally, one more thing that we did was about conversation settings. Mm. So part of the problem we faced was when you tweet, right, anyone can come and enter that conversation, even if they are not invited, right? And sometimes you keep it to a set of people that you want to engage with and you have a choice of your respondents. So conversation settings allows you to exercise that choice. So you can decide whether you want anyone to react to your tweet, or you want only those people who are tagged in that tweet to react to it, or you want only those people who you follow to react. So the conversation settings was another way in which we gave control back to the user, to the owner of the account or to the audience. And sort of that was another one that really took shape. I think the last number I saw was it has been used more than 15 million times. So that's quite a large number. Very short time, yeah.
During the interview with Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, Manish Maheshwari mentions that 50% of action tweets are being identified by the system. Language capacity is also another investment Twitter is apparently working on.
I was speaking to some of the government officials, and they were also saying how they disseminated during the lockdown and subsequently information on Twitter. And Twitter was one very important medium through which there was communication. You know, but also that brings me to a question which I'm sure a lot of people would want to ask you, Manish, is that, you know, there is this whole thing that there are a lot of negative conversations happening. And I just want to understand from you, what is Twitter and what is Twitter India in particular doing to curb some of these negative conversations which we, you know, are seeing also come?
Yeah. So let me answer that in three parts, right? I mean, so clearly, look, we want to make sure that there's the conversation is healthy, right? Yeah. Because we want people to be on the service, and we want to democratize this whole expression of expression on the internet, right? So let's start with policy time. Right? So we have tightened our policies, and we have been evolving our policies to understand what's going wrong and how do we make sure that things are much better, right? So that's one part of it. Then the second part is around product. So how do you improve the product? We talked about conversation settings. We also did something called article prompt. So many times we were noticing that a lot of information was getting retweeted or shared without sender actually reading it or without even understanding it. So we said, why don't we make them provide context to it, right? So there are quite a few of those things also done. The other thing that we did also was on the enforcement side, right? So how do we make sure that the actioning of abusive behavior is predictive versus reactive, right? So that requires a bit of a deeper thinking then, because you have to invest in your machine learning and other kind of tools to start predicting what is an abusive behavior and abusive tweet. And in fact, I'm happy to report that now 50% of what is getting action, it is getting action predictively, in the sense that even people are getting reported by a person, the system identifies it and acts on it, right? So that's if you go on the Twitter Transparency Center, it gives you all the statistics about what action we have taken against whom and why. But it's an ever evolving field. So we also have to plan for that, saying, yeah, some people will have to, some action we have to take reactively as well. So what we're also doing is we are adding capacity in terms of the agents who can act on reports. So if something gets reported, we now have a larger capacity of agents, which are globally distributed. We also have them in India. And we are also adding language capability. So we are adding, as the service is growing, the language complexity is also increasing for us. Because today, if you look at it, tweets are not just in English. In fact, non-English tweets are almost as much as English tweets in India. So we are also investing in language capacity to deal with that as well. So quite a few things happening. In fact, I feel excited that we are doing those things, and I'm also more confident that things are getting better because we are doing a multi intervention, not just on the policy side, but also improving our product to ensure that the right behavior is encouraged and sort of the bad actors are discouraged. And finally, on the enforcement and the process side. And the other thing I want to mention is that if you think, step back and reflect on what is our approach, right, to dealing with abusive content and sort of hateful conduct and other behavior, it is to highlight more authoritative sources and good content, right? Because we are a neutral platform.
Yeah.
And want to ensure that everyone has the freedom to express themselves, right? At the same time, we know that some sources are more credible and authoritative. So if you are from a credible source, your information is sort of prominently highlighted so that people get their information. The other thing we do is we provide context to the content. So even if you're seeing something there, we will make sure that the context is also there so that you as an audience or a person on the service, you can read multiple things, but you also have the right context so that you can take that into account in making your own opinion about what you're learning. So there are quite a few things we have done there as well.
In difficult times, Twitter ensured that there are support groups for employees and how to make productivity better while working at home. The volume of digital reach has also gone up for Twitter during the pandemic.
What are some of the plans, if you could share with us, which Twitter is planning here for the Indian market? Some of the things that you're planning, some of the initiatives that you're going to be taking, if you can share with us.
I'll talk to you about two other things that are probably very important to share. One is Twitter as a company, right? So what are we doing and how are we looking at this year and also going forward with the change in environment? What's our approach? And the second thing I'll talk about is Twitter as a business, right? So as a company, we have been leading a choice-based decentralized work culture, right? So we always believe in the fact that it should be easy for anyone to work from anywhere, right? And that was our thinking. And COVID really accelerated that thinking. In fact, we were the first of the companies to announce that people can work from anywhere. And that also indefinitely, in the sense that forever, right? And we gave that choice. And the thinking there was that, people need to be where they can be their productive best. And this would be one way to do that. And we were the first one to do that. And we would probably not be the first ones to return to work, even though the offices will open at some point, but we would leave that choice to the employees to take that decision. So that is one that we did. The other thing also we are looking at is, in times like this, you have to lead with empathy.
Yeah.
So we are making sure that people have the right support systems and the right support group, because the pandemic impacts different people differently. And we don't know what personal problems and personal situation each employee is dealing with. And many of them are parents, many of them are single parents, and they have kids who are not going to school and they're doing classes online at home. So they are facing a lot of challenges and problems, and our thinking has been very empathetic there, in the sense that we have built support groups and we are giving them a lot more choices. In fact, the company spent quite a lot of time thinking about how to make people productive at their home. So giving them allowances to set up their work office, home office, ensuring that parents have choices about their kids' schooling and childcare, those things. And building those support groups, and also investing in inclusion and diversity effort, in the sense that people who are on the fringes actually suffer all the more in these times. And you have to make sure, rather than solving for the mainstreams only, you have to think about people on the fringes and people who are disadvantaged or institutionally who are at a disadvantage in some way or the other. So that's something we are doing very actively. Now coming to Twitter as a business, right? Now, what is also happening with pandemic is that the whole shift to digital has accelerated, right? So whatever advertising and brand building that was happening in the traditional media or out of home, that's not happening. People are spending a lot more time on their digital devices. So clearly we are getting disproportionate share of their attention. And that's in a way allows us to connect brands with their audiences even better now, and with much better efficiency and also quantity, right? I mean, the volume of reach has gone up as well for us, right? And there are two things that we do really well as a service, right? One is we enable brand to launch something new, and we enable brand to connect with what's happening.
Twitter breaks news. And elaborating on launching something new on Twitter, Manish Maheshwari talks about how you should own your narrative. So what's the difference between a physical and Twitter launch? Take a listen.
So let me talk a bit about what does launching something new means, right? Because Twitter is a real-time platform where news breaks. And this is the platform or the service where the narratives are shaped in the country. So what starts trending on Twitter is becomes the national narrative. It is very important for any brand or anyone to get their launch correct on Twitter. So if you land it right, it carries on in other media as well. And that's very important because you don't want to be reacting to a narrative that has been built for you. You want to own your narrative. And therefore, launching something new, whether it's a new brand or a new service or a new product or a new feature, that's where we do a pretty awesome job. In fact, I can confidently say that we do a better job than anyone else because we are a real-time platform. We break the news in that sense, right? And I'll give you a couple of examples there. I mean, we work with almost all the major advertisers in the country, so from auto to tech OEMs to media companies. So in auto, if you look at Hyundai, so we have done some amazing work where they have done all the launches this year virtually with us. So their Creta launch, their Tucson launch, all these were like broadcast, like a telecasted live, or I would say live stream on Twitter. And if you do a physical launch event, I mean, you can get 500 attendees, you can get 5,000 attendees, you can probably get 50,000 attendees. But when you launch something on Twitter, and we have something called Live Brand Studio, brands get like a million attendees, virtual attendees, within 12 hours. And I think that's not possible in the physical world. Similarly, if you look at tech OEMs, right? So one of the major brands that we work with is OnePlus. So they did a store launch in Hyderabad, their largest physical store launch in Hyderabad. But because this was a pandemic year, they could not invite people to attend the store launch. So they live streamed it on Twitter. And what their fans could do was they could simply like the live stream. They could press the heart button. And depending on how many hearts get pressed, it was linked to the curtain raiser. So it was a great example of online going offline. Like we call it like a URL to IRL. Like you press a heart button on Twitter and that caused the curtain to rise in the physical environment. And that was a pretty good one. And the third one I want to mention is about the whole M&E category, right? We are spending a lot of time with our mobile devices. So every show is getting launched digitally. So in fact, if you look at it, Amazon Prime to Netflix to Z5, they're full of OTT shows. And we work very closely with all of them. And one example I want to give you is the watch parties that we did for Amazon Prime. Their Mirzapur recent launch. So what is now happening is that whenever the shows are launched, we work with them for a watch party. Essentially in a watch party, what happens is that we send out a teaser to people on Twitter. They like it or they retweet it. So when the show is starting, we send a reminder and all of them simultaneously log in to watch the show and that becomes a watch party and then the conversation continues on Twitter. And it's very amazing to see that, like how these watch parties happen. So watch party are the coolest thing if you want to about it.
Manish Maheshwari went on to speak about how different brands use Twitter for activations. And one of the highlights was an emoji engine campaign.
Twitter is where, you know, trends start, right? This is the, we represent the cultural zeitgeist of the country. And sort of the conversation takes shape here and movements happen. Any event is big on Twitter, whether it's a cricket, so recent IPL, or whether it's Diwali, or whether it is any of the movie launches, or any of the even secular conversations like environment or health and wellness. So what happens is that brands that work with us and they can connect to these events and these happenings, and they can leverage the equity of this. They can participate in those conversations, and as a result of that, they can connect with the audience in a much better way at the right time. And they can reaffirm their positioning and the brand value, right? So I'll give you a good example. I think two examples that come to my mind is, one is in the e-commerce space, Flipkart. Mm. So they had this BBD sale, one of their flagship sale event around Diwali. And the occasion was festivity, celebration, spending money for family members and gifting. Mm. So we did a very amazing activation called Emoji Engine, right? So in that, what happens is that each of the deal of the day was mapped to an emoji. Right. So what the Flipkart handle did was it asked people to tweet back with an emoji on what they want deal on, like what kind of deal they are looking for. So if you want to buy a pair of shoes or a pair of shirt, you tweet with an emoji of that, and the Flipkart Twitter handle would then reply back with a link to the best deal. And amazing, it drove so much engagement and it became the talk of the town, right? So that's how you sort of connect with what's happening. Another one is, I can give you example, is that of a Spotify. So World Music Day, something very relevant for Spotify. So they worked with us to connect with that, with a campaign called Play This Campaign, hashtag Play This. Mm. So what happened there was we mapped all the playlists they have to emojis. And again, people could tweet back with an emoji and it would then surface or discover the right playlist for them. And in fact, this was so well received. It became a globally, one of the top trend globally for some time. And of course, a pretty important trend in India. So that's another example where, you know, brands can innovatively think about Twitter as a service to connect with the relevant audience and own their narrative in a way that works well for their business.
Commitment to serving public conversation and how do you deal with empathy and putting people first was what Manish Maheshwari also spoke about.
As the managing director of Twitter India, as a leader, you know, what has been your, has there been any learning, has there been any shift personally that you've experienced this year?
Personal shift, I think it's a role of tremendous leadership. I mean, I have learned a lot as a leader. I mean, when you have to think about a role like this, so if I look at from a people perspective, clearly it has been a difficult year for employees, yeah. And everyone. And people have been cut off from their families. People have had, you know, personally, I know of many of my close friends and also colleagues who have suffered from infection. So on one side, it teaches you how do you lead with empathy? And how do you make sure that you put your people first? And that's where I talked about the fact that we have enabled work from home. We have also formed support groups that we call BRGs or business resource groups. So we have one for Twitter women. We have one for Twitter parents. So we are trying to support everyone to make sure that they come along. And it's about, you know, being one team together, right? So that's one area. The other thing also, one thing I've learned is when it comes to, you know, as a service, how do you ensure that you are able to stay the course, because a lot of things happen in the year, right? And I think what has to remain unwavering is our commitment to serving the public conversation. So we are the conversation layer of the internet, and how do we make sure that we stay true to that, and how do we keep ensuring that all sides of the conversations are presented well, and people have you know, access to right information, they have the right context. So that's another one that we have to work very religiously guard and make sure that it keeps happening. And the third one is, you know, when we think about our external stakeholders, which are the businesses that we serve, how do you lead with innovation? How do you make sure that they see a reason to come back to us? They need to find some unique value. And that's where I talked about the fact that we have been innovating around, you know, how can brands launch better? So in a pandemic year, when you can't do something physically, we went heavy on going live, right? And so live stream was a big thing, and virtual launches became very big for us. And that's what one area where we tremendously innovated. And in fact, today, almost no launches happen in India where Twitter is not involved and it is not live on Twitter, right? Because in fact, the question we ask is, the question that is out there is, if you launch something and it is not on Twitter, have you really launched it? Because who came to know about it? Not have you really launched it, right? And the other one I just talked about is, you know, how do we innovate in terms of helping them connect? At a time when, you know, connection has a premium now, right? We all are yearning for connection. In a year like this, you know, never before we realized it is so important to stay connected and be with your near ones and dear ones. And pandemic has caused us to go back and start valuing basic things in life that we always took for granted. Today we value, you know, everything that we have. I mean, we value our health over everything else. I mean, something that we never paid attention to. In fact, if you look at it today, safety is number one for anything we do. We first think about safety, and then we think about you know, the human side of it, the connection and other things. And then, of course, we think about the material things come much later in life.
Yeah.
It's a complete reversal in the thinking. And I personally, it's humbling to just, you know, see that evolution in me as an individual, and also, you know, in service of the of the mission that we stand for and in service of the company and the product that we run. Right?
All the very best. Keep innovating. And we look forward to more and more conversations on Twitter in the coming year. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Log into our website, www.yourstory.com. Catch the full interview with Manish Maheshwari, Managing Director of Twitter India, and founder and CEO of Your Story, Shraddha Sharma. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for Your Story. Thanks for listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.